Welcome to a Mother's Day special on the Slice of PI, where we take quick hot takes on the news whenever you feel like it. I'm your host, Matt, and with me is my co-host and brother from another mother, Vorge.
Piyay nyo, piyay nating lahat, and for all the mothers.
Can you do it? Are you sure you're going to do it?
Piyay nating lahat. Mothers. Piyay nating lahat. Vorge, at your service.
We're finally doing it. We're making a podcast for Mother's Day. PI podcast, Mother's Day. Anyway, so of course, this is from the heavens. You know, this is a special slice because we're talking about a Mother's Day related drama. It's about someone writing a letter to his mother. And it exploded. It just happened hours ago. Hmm. So, of course, it's written by Lorenzo Legarda Leviste, known as Lance Leviste. And he wrote an open letter to Rappler, which is a public news space. Yes, public space. It's a news outlet, basically. And it says, okay, let me read a few things on what it says about Lauren Legarda, who is running on the slate of the Unity team, which is BBM, Bomo Marcos, and Sara Duterte. Here's what he says. For weeks, I've been crying every day, screaming every day until I spat out blood. The decision she made is so profoundly unthinkable. Profoundly unthinkable and unconscionable and unforgivable. For weeks, I've been paralyzed in pain, but I have no choice but to publicly declare that I am absolutely disgusted by my mother and what she has decided to do. It sickens me and makes me want to die. Skipping ahead a bit. I refuse the normalization of a fascistic state, thuggery of lies, of alternative truth, of our country's sorry history being rewritten as fable. And then this ends with more like, I am in utter grief. F my mother for abetting this. Their crimes are her crimes now. Make her defend them. Okay. So this is, of course, the connection with his personal relationship with his mother, but also for political reasons. Now, what do you think about this letter?
You know, as far as I'm concerned, if the letter have been written by someone to a stranger or to a politician, that would have been nice. Now, this is the kind of polemic that I would like to, you know, to encourage. This raw, utterly raw and honest polemic against, you know, what a perceived injustice, a perceived betrayal of democratic and liberal values. But the problem is this was written by a son to a mother. And my primary comment to this one is, well, first question would be, to what end? You know, to what end? I don't think this can convince BBM supporters. So we can safely deduce that this is both, you know, a genuine expression of discontent on one hand, and on the other, it's just there to solidify the Lenny base. The problem is, this is totally misaligned with Filipino culture. Totally misaligned. So I don't know. If the Lenny camp accepts this, if the Lenny camp absorbs this or condones this letter, or if they defend the letter, they're inviting basically, you know, a ticking time bomb into their public image. What about you? What were your first reactions on this?
Well, first of all, I am familiar with Lance. You know, we're in similar circles, you know, friends of our friends, and he seems like a nice person, but a lot of times have changed, and I was actually shocked. A lot of people are in shock as well. And the weird thing is that, like you, the sentiments are valid. Like, okay, you are allowed to disagree with your parents' politics. God knows I've disagreed with my parents' politics as well. And, you know, you can do so violently, but what really got to me was like outwardly disowning her son. There's even a line there that says that she has lost her son forever. I'm like, okay, for the sake of politics, for running with Bombo Marcos, you know, which who we must in a way recognize that he is not his father. He is not as ruthless as his father. So we can't really know for sure what will happen. But of course, it's okay to outwardly criticize him, but again, that last blow was too much. And I think there needs to be, well, a distinction here between the personal and the political. A lot of people want to equate that, the personal is political. But for me, and I made this in my own social medias, that this is the personal being sacrificed for the political. In other words, it can be read as using your mother to virtue signal to gain political points. And that's honestly, it disgusts me, to be honest. And you're right in saying that the Filipinos should not stand for this because Filipinos love it. Mothers, you know?
Yeah.
In fact, I'm surprised that, of course, we haven't been canceled since we have almost a anti-mother name. But no, it's really like, like we love our mothers, you know?
So we don't have an anti-mother name. It's an expletive that need not be mothers.
Yeah. So here's the thing, you know, I want to discuss this because it's one way of distinguishing between when are you allowed to, in a way, use the personal for the political, or sometimes vice versa. In a way, it can be read either way. Like, for instance, why did he have to publish it online? It could be in his personal account where his friends can see it. It could be a personal letter he can write to his mother himself. Why did it have to be in Rappler?
Yeah.
Perhaps it's, yeah. So is it because, like, he's using his personal experience and personal hatred for his mother as political ammunition? Or is it using politics as an ammunition for his mother? It could do both ways.
Yeah.
It's either justified. That's what do you think, George?
Well, we can speculate on it, but we judge based on what it is, which is it's in a public space. Whatever the rationale behind it, what we can do is to look at it as an artifact already of, you know, it's a public artifact. It could have been otherwise. It could have been private. It could have been a limited circle, but it's in public.
Yes.
And again, as I would like to reiterate, it's totally misaligned with Filipino culture on one hand. And on the other, yeah, I do second your point. This is to an extent the personal being sacrificed for the political. But then again, can we justify such a sacrifice? And I think this is one conversation that, you know, at this point, Filipinos should have. Instead of merely assuming that the personal is political, we look at the personal, something that can be sacrificed to the political. Then we ask the question, what are the personal aspects of our lives that we can sacrifice for the public? Can we sacrifice a son and mother relationship? Can we sacrifice family? Can we sacrifice our identity? Can we sacrifice our privacy?
Yes.
So our individuality. But there are so many things about the personal. And this, again, that's why I hate the idea that the personal is political, because it ignores the dynamics between the private sphere, the personal, and of course, the public sphere, which again, everything can be politicized. The personal can be politicized. How it is politicized is a different question that you can only ask if you stop assuming that it is political.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, but yeah, I think that's the main question. What are the aspects of the personal that we can sacrifice or should sacrifice?
It's weird because especially when there's a electoral campaign, a lot of like dirty laundry is usually aired. Like, minsan kapag naglalabas ng may karida yung isang kandidato, o may anak sa labas, o minsan may scandal, di ba? O may bold, di ba? And then it's used as ammunition to judge. But in a way, we can ask, like, what does this have to do with them being a politician? To an extent, sometimes it is valid saying, for example, if they're a gambler or if they have dami nilang kerida, baka gamitin niya yung pondo ng mula sa kapat ng bayan, di ba?
Yeah.
So these are, to an extent, valid concerns.
Yeah.
But with something like this, you know, like, to in a way, virtue signaling, saying like, oh, does this mean that you're a good person? Like, I don't believe in her politics. Her politics are evil. Therefore, she's no longer my mother. Because I think I also mentioned this. Like, if he is against his mother, it's politics, she could have easily perhaps campaigned for another person. That's just as loud a message. You know,
yeah.
It could be another, like, relatives of the Marcoses are campaigning against the Marcoses. So, and that's a loud enough, they didn't have to disown it, you know?
Yeah.
And yet here he is saying, crying expletives to his mother. I mean, again, if you take out those parts, it would have been an emotional but valid. This time, it's just, that's where the draw the line. So, I think the question is, When can we use the personal for the political, and when, where's the limit? Where's the boundary?
Yeah. Where's the limit? You know, regarding politicians and their privacy, personally, from a democratic perspective, yes. You know, the higher you go in the hierarchy of the state or state institutions, the less privacy you should have. And as far as I'm concerned, the highest position should not have any privacy. Because because you are already in the political realm in total. Mm-hmm. That's what is demanded by the office. Kung ano nga, as far as I'm concerned, the president of the Philippines should be in a glass house. Every activity he makes should be in public. As far as I'm concerned, even when he goes to the toilet, should be reported to the public. Because that is a sacrifice he must make, because he holds the highest form of authority in the state. Mm-hmm. You need to sacrifice privacy for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I've made some similar arguments before. But yes, I think privacy in the public sphere, you can sacrifice this. But this is, you know... Yeah, you're right. This letter is it's just too extreme.
Yes.
It baffles me.
You know, in a way, we are in no position to judge, because there is information and context that is not available to us. Like, there's some naglalabas ng chismis na parang nauna naman si Lauren or something, or she was a bad mother in the first place, or maybe the fact that, because of course he's an illegitimate child.
Let's just keep those are chismis. We're not going to entertain that. We're not going to judge or analyze those.
So basically, we cannot judge, but it's made vulnerable of judging. Now people are talking about it. Mm. And in a way, you should have protected his family from that. I mean, of course, there are parts of... I don't know. Here's the thing. It's also like against this idea of filial piety, wherein, in a way, you should honor your family sometimes, even if they're wrong. But again, to what extent can we criticize our family without utterly disowning them? Because this is a trend with today's generation, that it is okay to walk away from people who are deemed toxic, whether it be your family members or your friends. You mentioned this before in the episode 20, like
toxic the
episode
about
the one before, like bakit mahirap maging Pilipino. We can check that out. So, I don't know. What do you think about that?
I don't know. Confucius would already have an answer to filial piety and criticism, which is, to an extent, you correct. You gently remind your parents that they're wrong, but eventually, this is where you need to defend them. So that's the line drawn by Confucius.
Right.
But then again, for Filipinos, a gentle reminder would have been good.
Mm-hmm.
We are not keen as a society. This is what makes us Filipino, which is we're not keen on attacking, you know, our parents and our family members. But we can gently remind them. I think that's how it goes. Yeah. But I think this is... Why am I entertaining the idea that this is too Western? Only a Western... Mm. But then again, that this is a prejudice against the West. I don't know if I should ask our friends, if they would condone this.
I mean,
probably even they won't.
I looked at some of the reactions to the letter, and there are people, in some of them already defending him, saying that, oh, good for you. Good for you for disowning her. Like, she deserves it. But at the same time, people from a generation that are okay condoning with like disowning of parents. Take note that parents have also disowned their children, and it's not great either. You know, I think personally, both are equally well. No, in a way, of the parents disowning a child is much more greater weight, since they're the ones, in a way, of greater authority and of like power, and the child. They have a bigger responsibility. But either way, it's neither is good. To disown your family. So again, I would maintain and assert that boundary between the private and the public. Like, yes, they have a public identity as politicians, but your private relationship with them is just as should still in a way should still maintain that kind of sacredness. You know, and they may be a bad mother. You know, again, we cannot judge. We don't know. But whatever that is, you know, it would have been best kept private, but maintained what needed to be made public, which is your disavowal for politics. That would have been fine. You know? So, yeah, So what, in a way, let's move on. What can we learn from this with regards to the distinction between the public and private? Clearly, it's not as clear cut. There are ways in which, sometimes like children can, to a valid degree, question, criticize, and even vilify their parents, but not disown them. You know, disown them is a bit, and even curse them to the high heavens. You know, so what can we learn going forward from this particular incident?
Okay. Again, first, let me reiterate. I think it's time for us to examine what are the parts of the private or the personal that should be and can be sacrificed to the public. So that's one. Or public good, to be more specific. What are the aspects of our personal lives that can be sacrificed to that? Number two, I think one thing that we can also learn from this, you know, event is let's see the result of it, you know, how Filipinos would respond to this, because this Filipino culture may, this can be an acid test, really, on how conservative or how, you know, individualistic our society is. This can be an acid test to it. So we'll see. If there are more people who defend this without questioning it, then we are abandoning our old conservative familial values. But if more Filipinos would condemn this, or would argue for qualifications, then our family values are still intact. So I think this is an acid test. We'll see what happens next, if there are any backlashes to it. But again, as I've this will probably blow over in a few days.
It's just an excuse to have a Mother's Day special in the PI
But again, to those who have read it and to those who have responded to it, to our listeners who have read it and responded to it, I think it's an acid test for all of you. To check, you know, are you still aligned with traditional familial values here? And third, I think this opens another debate. How can we engage with our parents, especially in public affairs?
So, how do we engage our parents? Quite frankly,
I don't.
Well, we may have that discussion, but we really should have no obligation to convince them of our politics, because they have their own politics. They're citizens in their own right. That's the weird thing. Sometimes when you look at we look at ourselves through the lens of citizens, like we are very distinct. We have our own, in a lot of ways, you know, we have our own politics, our own perspectives, our own biases, even from our parents, you know, even in terms of spouses, mother and father, husband and wife, you know, so, and brother and sister. So they should have their right, you know, especially if this is the person's career. Sure, you can disagree with it. You can talk about how much you disagree with it. Fine. But it can still be done in a civil way, which tells us there must be something going on, which again, we have no business judging.
Yeah, we have no business.
But now that it is out in public, people will pry. But again, I suppose when acting in public, try to focus on how it is a public concern. Like, people like to assume that everything, even, you know, even your scandals and, you know, dirty laundry is political to an extent. Some, in certain cases, it is, if you're a politician. But if you're a regular citizen, there should be privacy. There should be individuality. You know, there should be a separation. You know, you keep your cards close to your chest. You know, like, in a way, sometimes you can ask, like, for in some ways, some people, like allies, like say, for example, there are for same-sex marriage, and some people say, "Bakit bakla ka ba?" And di naman, baka straight yung mga tao. Tapos, you know, they just want to, they believe in that level of equality, of marriage equality, you know. But that it tries to question, like, the personal. That's what a lot of people, in a way, when that's the weird thing, you know, they treat the politics does have a personal root, but it becomes like it. In a way, it touches something in personal, and they assume there's a personal stake into it. Sometimes it's not, you know. So, should we investigate the personal in every political thing. Like, bakit? Ano ba? Like, if you, for example, and so yeah, like in issues like that. So it's, I don't know. Well, this is my bias, but as much as possible, we should keep the public concerns public and private in a way out of it until absolutely necessary. And even then, when you include your personal stake into it, because sometimes a lot of politicians and citizens do so, their personal experiences as political ammunition. And that, you can do that. But to, in a way, destroy it in front of others, like it's tricky. You know, there's no clear answer, but there is a limit, and it's not, there's no clear way when it comes to like disowning your parents or your children. Either way, there are some consequences. You open up to certain things that complicate things, like what you said. You cannot simply accept this this vilification of Lauren because it sounds too personal to be valid. You know what I mean? Like it's almost not reasonable, you know, because they used to, like he mentions how he's screaming in pain, you know, because of
it is a genuine expression of discontent. Mm-hmm. That one I would give.
Yeah.
But my response with your with your argument that there's no clear answer to this. I think there's one clear answer, which is the border between the public and the private is not permanent. It is always redrawn by generations through generations. So we need to take that into account. Is the line between the private and the public, between the personal and the political in the Philippines being redrawn? I think that's the question. That's a clear question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how far is it being redrawn?
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is also one way of, you know, there's probably a generational war.
Yeah,
probably upcoming generational war.
I think you mentioned that there wasn't any. Now there is. So I was like, that's
No, I said that we're long overdue for one. That's what I said. I don't know. Okay. Who knows? This may be a part of it. But I think that it's not about having no clear answer per se. It's about, again, the process is still ongoing. That's why I also cannot admit that the personal is political, because when you say the personal is political, you ignore the process of drawing and redrawing the line between the personal and the political. And that is a far more realistic assessment of what exists.
So to be clear, to sum up, like what is the relationship between the personal and the political? Is it is automatic or what? How would you rephrase that?
Again, it depends on... It depends first and foremost on who is involved in this. The ratio would be higher in favor of the public than the private if you're dealing with a public official. But the ratio between the private and the public would be higher in favor of the private if you're dealing with a private individual. But then again, the private individual can sacrifice more if he or she wants to be more political. Depende sa kanya yun. So it's a process, and it's stupid to say that it is because it doesn't apply to everything. I'm not going to give parts of my private life to politics. I'm not going to shit in public. Yung challenge ko, so to anyone saying that the personal is political, the burden of data, the burden of proof is on you. Prove to me that every aspect of me shitting is political. Then I would admit that your argument is correct. But if you cannot prove that every aspect of me shitting is political, then your argument is flawed. It's a slogan.
Okay. I don't know. One thing that I want to say is, because, well, this is also a private stance on like a certain morality, like family should always be valued. Like they might not be your favorite people, but they should still remain intact, because in a way, whether you like them or not, you know, we as human beings yearn for our family to be intact. I mean, it may not be passionate, but as long as it's functional, then that's, in a way, a stability that helps you with your politics. I mean, that's the weird thing. If you sacrifice it for like to get back at your mother, it might even benefit her. Some people say that it might give her the sympathy vote, and especially when she says, "I forgive you, son." She then shows you her as a loving mother. So that backfired. So yeah. Anyway, so that is, so at least that's me. But again, in terms, it's never easy, and it's always worth examining it. It's always a question moving forward. So it's never easy. It's not absolute. All right. So that is it. This is, of course, going to be released just before the elections. But perhaps one last comment on the upcoming elections for those who are listening to this before the elections.
One last comment. I don't know. Why the hell are you voting? Okay, that's my comment. Of course.
Now, whether or not you are voting, I think there are other ways of participating. You may be a poll watcher. You may be a volunteer for the PPCRB and LAMFREL. You know, these are valid ways of participation. But of course, regardless of the results, you know, be vigilant and be active. Do not waste the goodwill that has been built up and the civic passions that have been activated for this long. So even beyond the elections, there's still a lot of work to be done.
We have goodwill.
Hopefully, we can continue to listen to this podcast for more guidance. All right. And
we have goodwill. I thought this is just one toxic slurge.
Well, there's something to be found. Like, again, this comes from like a genuine expression of moral outrage, which is, again, valid. I mean, yes, it's good to that he knows that martial law is bad. Supporting Bongbong Marcos is bad. Duterte, bad. But again, should you sacrifice your mother for it? Well, anyway. So that is it for this slice. Perhaps we can have another episode on family and morality. We could talk about it with an expert. Who knows? Maybe. All right. So the Slice of PI is part of the PI podcast. You may find the PI podcast at Anchor, Spotify, and YouTube. And if you want to send us an email with a comments, questions, or suggestions, you may send it to us at pipodcastph@gmail.com. But until the next episode,
magandang gabi, mga ka-PI.